The church, and he did consecrate the church into a basilica. That was the official reason for his trip. But the Pope also used this visit to send a message to the people of Spain, a message very dear to his heart, one that he has pushed on many other trips, especially in Europe, a message against what he calls the aggressive forms of secularism. Sagrada Familia more than a century ago, this is the day he must have dreamt of. The Pope celebrating Mass inside the church's now finished interior, consecrating it into a basilica. Around 6,000 guests gathered inside the Sagrada Familia to see the Pope pray and hear the 800-strong choirs. Many more people were outside watching the service on big screens. Although 10 of the 18 towers still need to be completed, the Sagrada Familia is now officially open for daily Mass. The consecration of the Sagrada Familia is the official reason for the Pope's visit. But the Pontiff has made it clear that he sees Spain as the battleground between faith and the forces of secularism, and that he's come here to try to protect and revive Catholic sentiment in this country.
Only where love and fidelity exist can true freedom be born and last. This is why the Church advocates for the appropriate economic and social measures to help women find their complete fulfillment at home and work, so that men and women who get married or form a family can be decidedly supported by the state, so that the lives of children be defended as sacred and inviolable from the moment of their conception.
Although three-quarters of Spaniards describe themselves as Catholics, the country has a secular government, which has recently passed laws on issues like abortion, divorce and gay marriage, which go against Catholic teachings. Dozens of demonstrators turned out to protest the Vatican's views on women, contraception and gay rights. But thousands of followers lined the streets, waving the white and yellow flags of the papacy, showing Catholic sentiment is still strong in Spain.
Well, yes, his visit is very important because he might help us get through and get out of the financial crisis that's going on here. Spiritual help is useful for something.
It's important to see an event like this. It doesn't happen every day and it stands out. It makes you feel curious and it makes you want to see the Pope. For those of us that believe, it is good to see the Pope and the atmosphere in the city.
The outside of the Sagrada Familia Basilica isn't due to be completed for at least another 15 years, but the debate between faith and secularism in Spain is likely to continue for much longer than that.
So, Barbara, quite a short trip. Will he see this as a success, this visit?
Well, the Vatican are saying that they think about 250,000 people turned out in Barcelona to see the Pope. Other reports on the Spanish